What if I told you that the entire front-end development workflow you've perfected over the last decade just got compressed into a week? That image generation no longer requires prompt engineering? That your junior developers might be coding alongside autonomous agents by next quarter? I'm talking about two tools Google just dropped that are fundamentally changing how we build AI products, and they're both free right now. Welcome back to the Build Briefing. I'm here to help you ship faster, and today we're doing a technical deep dive on Google's WISC and anti-gravity. These aren't just incremental improvements, they represent a complete workflow shift that your competitors are evaluating right now, this morning, while you're listening to this. Let's start with the strategic context, because this matters. Google isn't just releasing features, they're making a platform play for agent-driven development, and they're offering it free during preview to build ecosystem lock-in. The cost arbitrage window won't last forever, so the workflow patterns you establish now will determine your technical debt burden when these tools inevitably move to paid tiers. Let me break down what we're dealing with. First up, WISC. This is Google's answer to prompt engineering hell in image generation. Instead of iterating through dozens of text prompts trying to describe what you want, you just show it three images: a subject image, a scene image, and a style image. That's it. Here's what's clever about the architecture. Under the hood, WISC uses Gemini's image understanding to automatically generate text descriptions from your three visual inputs, then passes those descriptions to Imagen3 for generation. So you're still getting the power of prompt-based models, but you've eliminated the iteration tax entirely. You're abstracting away the complexity. And it doesn't stop at static images. The integration with VO2 creates an end-to-end visual asset pipeline. You go from static image to 8-second video clip to production asset. This is the workflow pattern you should be architecting around right now. Now let's talk build versus buy. If you wanted to roll your own version of this, you'd need the Gemini API for image understanding, plus the Imagen3 API, plus custom workflow orchestration. We're looking at 2 to 4 weeks for an MVP, plus ongoing maintenance costs. Meanwhile, WISC gives you zero integration costs during preview. The trade-off? Eventual lock-in to Google's model versions and pricing. The alternative is something like Midjourney, which offers more stylistic control but requires prompt engineering expertise. You're paying $20 to $60 per month per seat, and you're still dealing with the prompt iteration problem. So what does the implementation pattern actually look like? User uploads three images, Gemini performs image understanding, auto-generated descriptions get created, Imagen3 generates your asset, it goes into your asset library. Optionally, you can pipe it through VO2 for video generation. Then it's ready for production. Clean, linear, fast. Let me give you three practical use cases that you can implement this week. First, marketing asset generation. You eliminate design bottlenecks for ads, social content, landing pages. Your marketing team stops waiting 3 days for the design team to iterate. Second, product mockup iteration. You can do rapid visual prototyping without burning design resources. Third, user-generated content features. You let your users create branded assets within your product, which increases engagement and reduces your content production costs. Here's what you need to do from a technical standpoint. Build an asset caching layer to avoid regeneration costs when Google moves to a paid tier. Implement version control for generated assets with metadata tracking. That means storing input images, generation timestamps, model versions. Create a feedback loop to capture successful generations for fine-tuning your workflows. And critically, plan your API migration path. Abstract WISC behind your own interface layer so you can swap it out if pricing becomes uneconomical. Now let's talk about anti-gravity, because this is where things get really interesting. This is Google's autonomous coding agent, delivered as a VS Code extension powered by Gemini 2.0 Pro. It operates in three modes: full autopilot, where the agent makes all decisions and executes without permission; permission-based, where you review before each action, which is the slowest but safest approach; and balanced, or agent-assisted mode, where the agent operates within guardrails and only asks for permission on risky operations. The technical stack includes an agent manager for task orchestration and delegation. It has artifact generation for development tracking with version control integration. It includes browser subagents that run automated testing with video recording of test runs. And it has terminal policy configuration, which is your critical safety layer. Auto mode provides the optimal balance for most teams. Context matters here. Gemini 2.0 Pro leads on coding benchmarks right now, which means anti-gravity's base model is state of the art. But benchmarks measure narrow tasks. Real-world performance depends on agent orchestration quality, and that's where your workflow design matters. Let's talk cost analysis. Anti-gravity is free during preview. GitHub Copilot runs $10 to $19 per month per seat. Cursor is $20 per month. But there are hidden costs. You've got engineer time learning agent patterns, workflow adjustment overhead, quality review processes. Building on that, if agents reduce your coding time by more than 30%, the ROI is positive even at twice Copilot pricing. That's your break-even threshold.
Here's your implementation strategy, broken into three phases. Phase one is controlled experimentation during weeks one and two. Start with agent-assisted mode on non-critical features. Use it for boilerplate code generation, test writing, documentation. Track time to completion versus traditional development. Document failure modes and edge cases. You're building an internal knowledge base. Phase two is workflow integration during weeks three and four. Establish your code review process for agent-generated code. Configure terminal policies based on your security requirements. Integrate artifact generation with your CI/CD pipeline. Train your team on effective agent prompting. Yes, prompting still matters, even with visual-first interfaces. Phase three is production deployment starting month two. Expand to feature development with agent-assisted mode. Use full autopilot only for well-defined low-risk tasks. Implement monitoring for code quality metrics. Build that internal knowledge base of effective agent workflows. Let me hit you with the critical technical considerations, because these will bite you if you ignore them. Code quality. Agents optimize for working code, not maintainable code. You must enforce architecture reviews. Security. Agents can introduce vulnerabilities. Mandate security scanning on all agent-generated code, no exceptions. Testing. Browser subagents automate testing execution, but they don't replace thoughtful test design. That's still on you. Debugging. Agent-generated code can be harder to debug because you didn't write it. Artifact review becomes essential for understanding the decision chain. Now, here's where this gets powerful. When you chain WISC and anti-gravity together, you compress entire product development cycles. Let me walk you through a concrete example. You're building an AI-powered social media tool. Day one, visual assets with WISC. You generate UI mockups from competitor screenshots combined with your brand style guide. You create marketing assets for your landing page. You produce demo content to showcase product capabilities. Time saved, 3 to 5 days of design iteration. Days two and three, application development with anti-gravity. You feed your WISC-generated mockups to the anti-gravity agent. The agent scaffolds React components, implements state management, writes tests. You review architecture decisions and approve API integrations. Time saved, 5 to 7 days of boilerplate development. Day four, testing and refinement. Browser subagents run automated UI tests. Video recordings identify UX issues. You iterate using agent-assisted mode for refinements. Time saved, 2 to 3 days of manual QA. Total time to market, 1 week versus 3 to 4 weeks with traditional development. Your infrastructure requirements are straightforward. VS Code environment with the anti-gravity extension, asset storage for WISC outputs, I recommend S3 or Google Cloud Storage, CI/CD pipeline integration for agent-generated code, monitoring and observability for production deployment. More importantly, look at how your resource allocation shifts. Before, you're spending 60% on coding, 20% on design, 20% on testing. After, 30% on architecture and review, 30% on agent proffing, 40% on integration and refinement. Your team composition is changing whether you plan for it or not. Let's address the vendor lock-in question head-on. Google is offering this for free to establish ecosystem dominance. When paid tiers launch, likely Q2 or Q3 2026, you'll face migration friction. Your mitigation strategy? Build abstraction layers now. Wrap WISC behind your own interface so you can swap it out. The same pattern applies to anti-gravity. This changes team composition in ways you need to anticipate. Roles that decline in importance? Junior front-end developers, because agents handle boilerplate. Prompt engineers, because visual first reduces that need. Roles that increase in importance? AI workflow architects who design agent orchestration, code reviewers who serve as the quality gate for agent output, integration engineers who connect AI tools to production systems. If you're hiring, watch for companies advertising for AI agent platform engineers or multimodal workflow specialists. They're already building on these patterns, and salary premiums exist for engineers with agent orchestration experience. Here's what you need to understand about competitive moats. These tools are not a moat. They're available to everyone. Your moat comes from proprietary training data for fine-tuned models, workflow optimization specific to your domain, integration quality with your existing systems, and speed of adoption combined with team expertise. First-mover advantage matters here. Let me give you the risk assessment. Technical risks include model updates breaking established workflows. That's high probability. Code quality degradation without proper review. Medium probability. Security vulnerabilities and agent-generated code. High probability. Business risks include pricing changes making tools uneconomical. Medium probability. Competitive disadvantage if you're late to adopt. High probability. Over-reliance on the Google ecosystem. Medium probability. Here are your immediate action items. This week, assign one engineer to evaluate anti-gravity on a non-critical feature. Generate marketing assets with WISC for upcoming campaigns. Document your current development workflow baseline for comparison. Calculate current design and development costs to establish your ROI baseline. This month, run a parallel development experiment comparing traditional versus agent's IPSI approaches. Build abstraction layers for WISC and anti-gravity APIs. Establish code review standards for agent-generated code. Train your team on agent prompting engineering best practices. This quarter, migrate 30 to 50% of front-end development to agent-assisted mode. Build your internal knowledge base of effective agent patterns. Assess hiring needs for AI workflow architects. The bottom line is this. These tools reduce time to market and development costs by 40 to 60% in the right use cases. The question isn't whether to adopt. It's how fast you can integrate them into your workflow before competitors gain the edge. The preview window is your opportunity to experiment without financial risk. Use it. Your sprinkle for this week, get one engineer hands-on with anti-gravity, generate one production asset with WISC, document the time savings. That's your baseline for scaling adoption. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.